I've really enjoyed my first round of observation visits. Interesting, from an observer's perspective, are the common issues which many trainees share in these early stages. Often this happens at a micro level, where each week the focus of development changes due to your rapid progress. So, from now on, I'll be starting a podcast series called Alicia's Roundup, summarising these common issues and sharing the good practice and ideas that I've seen. So, first of all, I'll start with my top six of lovely things I've seen in the last few weeks. These are in no particular order. Number one, pupils assessing their understanding in relation to the objective set in the middle of a lesson. I really like this, and it's useful for those of you who are finding it difficult to track pupils' progress. What you don't want is to get to the end of 60 minutes and find that pupils don't really understand the lesson, or you look through their books after lesson and find that a number of pupils haven't written anything particularly meaningful down. So you have to continuously check for progress. So stopping pupils in a mini plenary, going back to those objectives and checking they're making sense of those objectives is a great way of doing it quickly. Okay, number two, pupils packed up and ready to go before the plenary. This is a great one to use every time you have a plenary that doesn't involve any writing, because the books can be packed away and the pencils. This is great for a trainee teacher in particular, because timing is often a target at this stage and well into your NQT year and sometimes beyond. So having pupils ready in the last 5 minutes, ready to go, you're not worried about pupils being late for the next lesson. Pupils are more settled because they've got the packing out of the way and they've got their coats on and whatever, and then they can return their focus to you for a meaningful plenary. This is particularly useful before break time or lunch time in helping pupils concentrate in those last few minutes. Okay, the third lovely thing that I've seen is a no hands policy, which I've seen a number of you do. This is great for inclusion. A no hands policy means that pupils can be called on at any time to answer, which will help them concentrate and focus and not switch off. It will also encourage those shyer members of the class to contribute and the louder members to accept that other people have opportunity to speak in the classroom. A no hands policy can be done in a number of ways. You could use a list of names and you can tick those off. You can use lollipop sticks. You can use targeted questioning based on your knowledge of the pupils, or you can do a random name checker such as the one on classtools.net. Number four, in one lesson I saw, the trainee typed the RE key skills in a different colour in the learning objectives. Now this is just a small thing to do, however it can make a big difference because you are emphasising to pupils the importance of RE skills and hopefully embed these skills. Changing the colour of any word in worksheets or on the interactive whiteboards is great whenever you want to emphasise something. Number five, I saw one lesson where post-it notes were used as flags when a pupil wanted help. Now this was a great idea for a class that's quite needy and wants to ask lots of questions and are reluctant to work independently, because you can say, right, once you've used your flag, that's it, you can't ask any more questions. The pupils have to think very carefully about when they want the teacher's help. Post-it note flags could also be used in a slightly different way, where pupils perhaps have a few post-it notes inside their exercise book and perhaps place one on the desk when they want teacher's help. This could be quite good for a class where there are individuals who don't want to put their hands up and are reluctant to due to peer pressure when they need help. And the sixth lovely thing I saw was PowerPoint slides being used as backdrops to learning and not simply for tasks and explanations. In this example, I saw a beautiful picture of Buddha up on the interactive whiteboards while the story of Buddha was being told. This, of course, set the mood and the tone for the story and helps those visual learners as well. Let's take this idea further. When you're doing role plays with pupils, you could have